stop hating and shaming your body. For most of us, dieting is usually an activity that we take or that is born from self-hate. Body losing and even a sense of general disgust with ourselves in our body, and those feelings create a pain point that demotivates us. You are fast and usually unsustainable weight loss and a workout program in an attempt to get us as far away from that emotional pain point as possible as quickly. We have talked about before these large gradients and sweeping changes made quickly on day one are usually really hard to sustain and end up creating their own pain in the forms of hungers and cravings. Feelings of deprivation, denial and neglect. In fairly short order, we fall off the wagon and go back to our old ways of doing and being while this is comfortable to us. It ultimately can make us hate our own body that seems to be working against us and conspiring to keep us in this unhappy place. This is of course untrue. Your body is not trying to work against you. It's not trying to keep you unhappy. It's trying to make sure that you survive a 24-hour stress, like going on a hugely restricted diet throws your body into a panic situation. It thinks, holy crap, what is this famine? And then it produces images of tasty foods in our head to try and motivates us to go find food during this time of famine. Of course, you know that this is not an environmental famine, it's a man-made or a woman-made restriction in an attempt to lose weight. And of course, losing weight quickly and rapidly also will signal to your body that holy crap, I need to panic. So while I don't want to go over how to effectively lose weight while not sending your body into a panic, I do think it's important and foundational to be fed. Our bodies make peace with them where they are. I know how hard this is for some of you, so I want to share some ways that you can stop hating on your own body. So today's number one, you have to ask yourself, who is dissatisfied with your body? You want to figure out the source of your body's dissatisfaction. You are dissatisfied with your body, or is somebody else dissatisfied with it? Now, key number two, ignore what people says. A lot of times, someone near us, around us, or in our friend circle or family is the one who is the most judgmental, critical or harsh about us. It may be your mother, your best friend, or even your spouse that ideas on how you should look or how fit you need to be. Knowing and understanding the difference between your own wants and desire in someone else will help you determine whether your desire for change is coming from you or if someone other source outside. Number 3. Be yourself. You can attempt to deal with the issues. If you know, most importantly, that you are the owner of your body, then no matters what anyone else thinks, you get to choose how it looks, how it operates, and what you are willing to do in order to accomplish anything and health goals that you have. Number 4. The last but not the least, remember, you are incredible.